Previously, on adventure.
The bar starts to vibrate. All of a sudden, the floor of the bar beneath Thrace changes shape, and a huge grey smoky portal opens beneath her and drops her right through, bar stall and all. A humanoid man runs up to you and says, "My name is Samuel. I am a friend. If you head over to Kazi's Stagecoach Company, you will be able to take a coach to the Dragonborn Kingdom. Welcome to the main station for my Stagecoach Company. I will transport you to the location of your choice." You feel a lurch as the stagecoach rumbles away from the docks. A few hours later, you all awake from a nice long rest. Kazi leans down and says, "We have arrived at the Dragonborn Kingdom, but you might want to take a look at this." As you alight from the stagecoach, you are met with the awesome visage. I wrote that word without having any idea how you say it.
I think you said it the right way the second time. Visage.
Isn't that great? I like wrote it down. I'm like, no idea how you say that word.
If you said visage, people would just assume it's a British thing or something. So I wouldn't worry about it.
We're going to use a lot of that excuse.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't worry.
So as you alight from the stagecoach, you're met with the awesome visage of the Dragonborn Kingdom. Huge mountains rising up from the plateau, dotted with hundreds of structures, which all seem to be smouldering.
Uh-oh.
Hmm. Oops. So, wasn't me.
"This is it, guys. This is as far as I go," says Kazi, the little friendly elf, who's not that friendly, but...
She was until she met Hendley.
Exactly, like everybody, until she met Hendley.
So what are we doing here? We're trying to find this Trace person.
Kazi, what happened here? Do you know?
I don't know. I've heard rumors, but... all I can do is let you out right now.
Well, what are those rumors?
The things are going on in the Dragonborn Kingdom.
Obviously!
What do you want me to say to you guys? I just got here too.
I'm not sure if that's Bobby's frustration or Redfield's.
It's like 50-50.
Okay.
At this point, Kazi is looking at you rather impatiently because she has other trips to make. And this isn't her problem. So, you guys, you know...
Right. We sayonara.
Okay, bye-bye. You just call me anytime. Just, you know, not anytime soon. And off she goes. So now you're standing outside the Dragonborn Kingdom, and in front of you are the gates of the city. The city walls are made of pure flame. There's no physical barrier there, but it's 20-foot tall walls of flame. However, where the gates should be, there's just a smoking gap in the curtain of flames.
Okay, so there is a gap.
There is a gap to walk through where there clearly should have, you know, would normally be gates. The path leads up to what should be gates. There's just a big smoking hole in this curtain of flames.
That's to say, if I saw in a movie or a TV show a city with a wall of flame, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah. I'm like, that's a really cool Game of Thrones thing.
That being said, if I saw the gap, I'd think... that's a trick.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Well, that's up to you guys. What do you want to do? You see, at the moment, you're looking up at the Dragonborn Kingdom. It's basically a plateau, and then all of these mountains coming up and out of this plateau. But right in front of you right now is this big smoking hole.
I'm just going to be the one that says it. I think this is a terrible idea.
I agree with you. We could just leave. I mean, I... You know,
call Kazi back.
Kazi. We call her back. I don't think we have to go in there or anything. I mean...
Yeah, it's funny. I wrote this whole thing along the lines of, you three might actually want to rescue Thrace. And I'm like, shit. That was my first problem.
I'm open to some ideas. I mean, if going in there and discover what happened to Twice is really what you want to do.
How do you spell that?
I guess I could say I'm in.
Let's do it.
Okay. Fine.
Okay, so there's no trick here. You are going to walk through. This was a curtain of flames, but it obviously seems to... the gates are open, and you don't know why, so you walk in. The city's clearly in turmoil, and there are people, dragonborns, taking cover under wrecked huts as you first walk in. As you look up the mountainsides, the houses get bigger and grander as you get further up, but they are all in flames and smoking. Right at the top of your view, on the very highest mountain, is what seems to be a large palace.
Just say, as we get further in, Redfield pulls his hood up over his head and like kind of like secures it over his head, almost like blocking his face as you guys enter the Dragonborn City.
Okay.
We're looking up at the palace. Are we in the more like affluent area right now? Or
no,
we...
right now you're down the very bottom. It's basically Dragonborns in huts that all look like they've been, you know, there's some that are still standing, but it very much looks like a city under siege and you are in Flea Bottom, basically.
We can get some information from some of these regular folk. What do you think?
Sure, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
We find a family huddled around the corner and...
So you walk up to this family and the children are crying. The father seems to be injured, lying on the floor, and the mother is huddling underneath his hut and holding her children closely. She looks at you a little suspiciously as the three of you approach, as clearly none of you are Dragonborn.
So Redfield is kind of like hanging back. He's not engaging with these people. He's kind of like hanging out behind you guys, sort of just sort of like tentatively looking around.
So what happened here?
Oh, sir, this has been terrifying. We were just seeing him going about our day, and all of a sudden there was just flames and smoke and people were being attacked. There were whites, which we've never really seen around here. We've seen dragons coming and going that don't seem to be our kin, and we just don't know what to do. We haven't heard anything from the king or his wife. We don't know where any of the royal family are. Oh, although, to be fair, we never really see them much anyway.
When did this begin? Just now?
A few days ago? But we don't know what's happening. All we know is that our families and our kin are being killed and people are being summoned to the palace and aren't coming back.
Any of these sort of things ever happened here before? It seems this is a peaceful community.
This is a good place to live and we've
always... And schools are good too, I think.
They are. They they teach flamecraft.
Taxes are very high.
Yes. But we very much love our royal family and we're very worried about them. And we don't know what's going on. We've heard rumors that they're not there anymore because this has never happened before. If people were summoned to the palace, they would return with good things to say.
Well, I think we should go there too. We've lost a friend who is a Dragonborn and...
They probably know who she is.
Are you talking about Bryce?
Bryce? I don't...
Thrace.
Princess Thrace?
Princess.
Oh, Princess Thrace. We haven't seen her in a long time.
Oh, she was our friend. And she went mysteriously missing from our company. So perhaps these are related events.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, how long ago did you know Thrace? Because Princess Thrace hasn't been in the kingdom for at least 5 years.
Oh, no, it was just now. It was only a moment ago and
so
what we thought was our time.
She's still alive?
Well, we're not so sure of that.
Well, she was definitely alive like 40 minutes ago. But she kind of got swallowed by a big owl in the ground.
Sir, I don't feel like you're making my situation any better right now. You're just making me more worried.
That's sort of his deal. I don't...
We apologize.
Don't worry.
And who are you, sir?
I'm all about under-promising and over-delivering.
And who are you, sir? And she kind of like peeks around Julian at Redfield with a quizzical look on her face.
I'm just a traveler helping this fine fellow and this other, whatever you want to call him, try to find their friend.
Oh, okay. You have a familiar look about you, but... Okay. Sir, I don't mean to be rude. We're normally very accommodating, but... I'm a little worried about my children, and the whole time I've been talking to you, I'm sure you've noticed my husband is lying here on the floor half dead. So if there's nothing else, I would like to try and get on with helping him.
You go right ahead.
Okay, so you finish talking to the family... And there is a clear path up towards the nicer areas.
Can I just do something?
Yes.
I'm going to go up to the husband, cast Cure Wounds on him.
Okay.
In battle, it would give one hit points
right?
back. But I don't know how you want to deal with it in, like, this narrative sense.
I'm purely going to let you he's not a character that we're going to need to worry about his hit points. So right. I'm going to let you bring him back to consciousness and, okay. you know, if it works, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I just put my hands on him and cast Cure Wounds to heal him up.
Okay. So he starts to come around and stir, and the wife and the mother looks at you and says, "Oh, sir, what did you do? Oh, sir.
It was nothing. It was nothing. He's fine. He'll be fine now."
"Sir, I don't know how to thank you." And the father looks up at you and says, "Thank you so much. Do I know you?"
"Nope, you do not know me."
"Okay."
"That's the second time someone said that to you, Redfield. What are you hiding?"
I'm hiding a lot. So we don't have time to go through it all right now. I guess we should make for the palace.
So there's a path ahead, and it leads up the mountain towards the palace.
And Henley's just looking at the people that Redfield just helped, looking back at Redfield, and that squinty, like, "This ain't right. What is going on here?"
As you walk up, you come across another group of people. Again, they're dragonborns, that they seem to be more warriors. They are underneath an overhang. They look injured. They look dirty, battle-worn. And it looks like they're trying to gather their weapons together. And they look like they're in the middle of a fight. Do you want to approach them, or you want to walk past?
So it looks like they're... gathering themselves.
They're on the losing end.
They're in the middle of a battle. It's like we can't see them fighting some people right now physically.
No,
okay,
no.
Okay.
They're basically like in a doorway, and it looks like they're trying to gear up and go. You know, they're clearly friends of these village. You know, these villagers, and they're clearly the side that lives in this Dragonborn kingdom under siege.
Right. So before we walk up to them, I say to Henley and Julian, "Look, I'm going to do something right now. It's going to seem suspicious. It's going to seem weird, all right? All I'm going to tell you is that for the good of our mission right now, it's better if these people do not realize who I am, all right? So I'm going to use my Svartalheim magic to disguise myself."
Okay.
So I'm just going to make myself look a little bit younger, a little less worn, kind of the eye patch is gone, and my hair color is now like shock blonde instead of dark.
Right.
All right, let's go. Okay.
Now, if this is an option for you, why do you look like that all the time?
I can only cast this once per long rest.
So you guys look at Redfield as his appearance takes on a slightly different... you can tell it's still Redfield, but he definitely doesn't look quite how he looked.
Is it like the face transformer in Minority Report?
It's sort of just like you know, like the Polyjuice potion in
just without Harry the Potter. Cat hair.
Without the cat hair, yeah.
Okay. So as you walk past, these soldiers look at you and say, Hey, who are you?"
"We are just humble travelers to your kingdom. What has gone on here?"
"This isn't a good place for you guys to be right now. We're under attack right now."
"By who? Who are the aggressors?"
"Well, this is the kingdom of Balthazar the Gold. And we don't know where King Balthazar is. We don't know where his wife is, our queen, and we don't know where the princesses are."
Hello again, listeners. This is Justin, your audio engineer and co-producer of the podcast. Thank you for listening in on our Season 3 adventures. It is always appreciated, and thank you for listening, and tell your friends. And even if people aren't necessarily into D&D, maybe they could get a kick out of the show. I'd like to thank, as usual, Battle Bards and Tabletop Audio for letting us use some of their audio cues and backgrounds and sync sound effects. It looks like the crew has quite a few episodes banked right now, so we should not have a problem coming out, roughly every 2 weeks. So stay on board. This should be a fun season. And next episode, I'm excited to share a new thing on the show, but you'll have to wait till next one to find out. I thought it was going to be this episode, but looks like the thing I was thinking is going to be next episode. So check in for something new. So it looks like I have another Henley Rieg segment that I've decoded from his transmissions from wherever he's been recording these from. But keep those iTunes reviews coming in, and hopefully we can keep on getting Henley to read them for you. And thanks again. See you next episode.
What up, cheesebags? It's Henley. I'm going to read you some stuff. You're going to listen to it. I'm going to keep not caring. It's a good deal for everyone. Let's get to it, shall we? Sam Fisher 21 says, don't sleep on adventure. I'm a hardcore D&D nerd that was looking for a new podcast when I got too far behind in Critical Role. I'm so glad I found this hidden gem when I was surfing through Spotify, because now it's one of my favorite podcasts. Their chemistry with each other is amazing, and it'll make for some hilarious situations. I'm on episode 15 right now, and while some of the roles and stuff are kind of questionable, oh, you have no idea, the show moves forward and keeps the good times coming. Keep it up, guys. I love the show. Tease BB says, I'm new to the D&D world. I've always been a fan of witches and witchcraft, etc. But my eyes have been opened to a whole new fantasy world, and I love it. And this podcast is great. Although I've never played, and not sure I'll ever have the opportunity, the stories are wonderful to listen to. Alright, that's it for this time, this week, this time, this week. I'm not sure where we are, but it's always an adventure, isn't it?
We knew one of your princesses. Princess Thrace was our traveling companion.
Princess Thrace? Well, that is a name from the past. All I can tell you is that all of our royal family are gone, and there's rumors that they were sucked into big gray swirling portals.
That does sound awfully familiar.
We can confirm that that rumor is correct.
How?
Because we saw our friend Thrace get swallowed by a big portal of smoke in the ground.
Oh, this is worse than I even thought. Princess Thrace was sucked in too?
Yes.
Well, I tell you, a few days after the king disappeared, a large, dark, gray dragon arrived. He had an army of whites from all various, just weird creatures, weird creatures. And then these other smaller gray dragons with him. They entered the palace, and he proclaimed himself King Auric the Prodigal. And he started demanding tributes from the inhabitants of the kingdom, whether they could afford it or not. We've tried fighting back, but take a look around our kingdom. You can see how that's going.
Seems like all our problems are related.
So you're telling me if we walk into that palace, there's going to be a giant dragon sitting on the throne?
Well, there was a giant dragon sitting on the throne, and now there's a different giant dragon sitting on the throne.
Yeah, but your dragonborn is different.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. He is dragonborn, but he's not quite dragonborn.
Gotcha.
There's something odd about him. He's gray, and gray isn't really a dragonborn thing. I can only describe him as not quite being of this world.
I want to see a dragon on a throne.
So at this point, the soldiers, you know, clearly are trying to gear up. So you're going to leave them to it and continue to walk up the mountain path up towards the palace. But as you climb the path, you hear a loud flapping sound and you feel the breeze as a flock of dragons soar over your head towards the palace. The last one looks down, however, and he slows down from the group of dragons and comes swooping down towards him.
Uh-oh.
This is one of the smaller ones?
Yes, he is clearly a dragon, not dragonborn, but he is on the small side. He's, he's not that much larger than you. He lands right in front of you. and eyes you up and down.
Hey.
Who are you? You are not dragon folk. Oryk will be so pleased when I bring you to him as a tribute.
Well, that's where we're actually going, so... We're just walking up there.
Yeah, lead on, Macduff.
Okay.
Which is funny, because I was like, I bet these b****s just walk up the path with him. I actually wrote it in there. I was like, I knew you weren't going to even bother trying to fight him.
Let's go!
So, the dragon eyes you suspiciously, but however, the dragon also is not stupid, and if he doesn't have to fight you to bring you to Oryk, then he won't. You're walking up and you're following this dragon, and you notice that you are still from the air being surveilled and carefully looked at by this flock of grey dragons, very similar to him. Would you like to talk to him as you go, or would you like to just...
We'll engage him in conversation.
Yeah, totally. Let's have a chat with this dragon.
Where are you from? How are you here?
Well, Kazzy brought us. We were just sort of looking around for some place to vacation, and this seemed like a good spot, but we got here and there's a battle going on. What's happening here?
Kazzy? I don't know what you talk of, Kazzy.
Oh, she runs the stage company. You must have come across her. You have your own method of travel, apparently.
Stage coach?
Yeah.
It's a thing. It has wheels. We can't fly.
Do I look like I need wheels?
Not you. Okay.
You.
It's all about you, all right?
He's clearly a little flummoxed by what's going on. This is not how he expected things to go. at all. So at this point, you're still walking and he's eyeing you suspiciously. And saying,
I will just bring you to Oryk, and Oryk will deal with you how Oryk wants.
I'd like to see a try.
Alright, so at this point he's going to cast a sleep spell on all three of you. Because honestly, he's really sick of listening to you talking and walking along like this isn't an invasion and there's not a problem here. There clearly is. He's in charge, but he's very small and has a little bit of a Napoleon complex. He's just basically like a little sick of, like you acting like there's nothing wrong here. Okay, so he's going to exhale a sleep gas at all three of you in a 15-foot cone. Each creature in the area must succeed on a DC 11 constitution saving throw. So I want you all to roll and see if this gas works.
20.
16.
2.
Okay.
Aww.
Okay, so he exhales this big cloud of gas. Julian coughs like someone just farted, and it's just a little obnoxious. Henley is wafting it away from his face, but Redfield faints to the floor.
I'm going down, guys.
Dead asleep. The dragon again looks at you and says,
"Hey, you are supposed to be sleeping."
I coffeeed up before we got here, so it's probably going to be okay. We're just walking with you.
You three are testing my patience. Pick up the small one and continue to follow me.
Fine by us.
So now, you two, you need to still follow this dragon, but Redfield's asleep. So somebody needs to pick Redfield up.
Henley.
And Henley puts his finger on his nose.
Okay, I'll get him. Yeah,
and again,
fine,
this grey dragon is just looking at you guys like...
I am so confused who you people are.
How long does this spell last, by the way?
A minute.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. It's basically enough that the idea was that he would pick all three of you up and deliver you to the palace.
Right,
however,
right.
Now there's just one of you asleep.
Hey, wake up.
Yes, actually, and... You can do that if you wish to. Yeah. So, Julian slaps? Julian slaps Redfield, and Redfield is awake again, because Julian does not need to be carrying Redfield. And again, this grey dragon is just really losing patience with this ridiculousness. You continue to follow him, and after a while, you reach the top of this mountain, and you look ahead of you, And there's this huge, huge palace. And you walk in. And the dragon escorts you to a large, large room. You look around. And you realize that you are standing at the bottom of a very, very large mound of gold. At least 100 feet wide and long.
Calm down, Henley.
It's just gold and jewels and cups lying, you know, goblets, jewel-encrusted goblets, just lying in front of you in this huge, huge mound, apparently unguarded. And, you know, the grey dragon ushers you inside the door, puts a hand on each handle and says,
"Oryk will see you now."
And closes the door behind you, and you hear it, and it's locked. Now you're just in this large, large room with a big old pile of gold.
And Oryk is not here yet.
No, well, you can't really see anything in this room other than a big old pile of gold.
Is it, like, so high it's blocking our view?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. There's clearly another side to this great hall.
Gotcha,
but you've just walked in the door, and in front of you is a 100-foot pile of gold.
Okay. All right. Butterfield's going to take this broom out of his bag of holding, jump on his broom, and fly up above the level of the pile of gold to see the other side of the room.
Okay. So you don't need to roll any kind of check, because as soon as you rise in the air, you look down, and on the other side of this pile of gold is a very large, ornate throne. And sitting on this very large, ornate throne is a large, large dragonborn, easily twice the size of Thrace. He's gray in color and has a smoky shimmer that seems to be emanating from his scales. His eyes are amber in color and definitely have an evil glint. And he's just looking up at this strange little halfling on a broom floating over his pile of gold. But he doesn't seem at all concerned with this. And he says, "My name is Oryk, and I am king of this realm. I am the one true heir that remains. Now I have told you who I am. I am owed the courtesy of who you are and why you have entered my kingdom."
First of all, great to meet you. Love the name, love the pile of gold. It's very intimidating. 100% on board with your whole vibe you got going on.
And again, he's still just looking at you, doesn't seem to be at all concerned, or he's just looking at you as you speak.
My name is Redfield Shortbush. I'm a halfling, and I'm here with two of my traveling companions, Julian Wingate and Henley Lilpine.
Hello.
You're sort of from the other side of the pile of gold. Hello there. So Oryk at this point looks up at Redfield and rises from his throne and, like, starts walking up the pile of gold so he can take a look down at Julian and at Henley. And he says, "That is who you are, but you did not tell me why you are here."
The truth? You want the truth?
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
I am not concerned with your truth. I just want to know why you're here.
Okay.
And I will judge from what you say as to whether it's the truth.
That's a really weird answer to give to the question that I just asked you.
Who are you and why are you here?
We have done dealings with the Dragonborn Kingdom previously. Trade and such. And we were on our way back to do some more, and we walked into this new great look for the kingdom that you've so graciously brought about.
And this is what you call the truth?
This is what I call the truth.
And he looks around. He's clearly not sold on anything that Redfield is saying to him.
I'm very persuasive.
Yes, you are. However, he is just eyeing you up and clearly, you know, getting the measure of you guys. He looks around at Julian and he looks around at Henley. He just doesn't seem at all perplexed by anything. You two, this is your friend, your trading partner here?
That he is.
I think we came here to look for trade.
We have no trade for the likes of you. And we never have had trade with the likes of you, halfling. You rogue, you wizard.
Uh, I'm sorry, I'm at Thrace.
Thrace. Ah, yes, my sister of sorts. I was sorry to hear of her death and that of the rest of my extended family. However, the kingdom cannot be left to fester, so I rose up from Shadowfell and selflessly agreed to take on the responsibility. You would think the citizens would be a little more grateful, but they will soon learn to follow my law and have an easier life.
Shadowfall, huh? Shadowfell, whatever it's called.
Have you been?
I've been, yes.
Oh, so you will know your way around then. And all of a sudden the air around you feels different. And it almost takes on a texture and a taste. And the smell of sulfur fills all of your noses. You recognize that smell, but too late as the massive portal opens beneath your feet and your stomach rises into your chest and you, all three of you, plunge down into the dark, swirling quagmire with just the sound of gold falling down around you.